views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to get your life back? Then get ready for Burn Bright today with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio now. Follow along the show as Jennifer explores a variety of topics and issues, including the energetic causes of burnout, all with a mission of empowering listeners to be true to themselves. As an energy medicine practitioner, speaker, author, and board-certified holistic nurse, Jennifer has discovered new and exciting healing tools and resources and can't wait to share them. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Get ready for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Now.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat, and I am here with Jennifer. Jennifer, amazing. Are we ready for today?
We are, and hello from Houston.
Oh, man. Burn bright in your relationships, right? Five things you need to know to attract Mr. or Mrs. Right.
Yes, right? Ma'am.
I'm telling you. I'm just like, you know, I can't tell you how many interviews I've done over the past week with new, old, matching kind of deals going on, mm-hmm. like online, offline, new versions of it, left and right. But the question is, what is required to burn bright in your relationships? How do you do that? And so part of this is looking at what that means and looking at the truth about those relationships, right? Because part of your work is not just looking at what goes on in somebody's life, but looking beyond that and looking at what is the energy of someone. Is someone burning bright or are they burning out? You know, is someone really ready, fired up, really excited about who they are in life? And do they even have the energy to be that? You know, you're a business owner, you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a holistic nurse. You have looked at the entire spectrum of energy that is required for us to live on purpose. And relationships is one of them, isn't it?
Oh, relationships, when it comes down to it, relationships are everything. And the number one thing we have got to do is to have these relationships back in balance. And it's not just about the relationships that we have with people. We have relationships with everything. We have relationships with our pets. We have relationships with our material position, our possessions, our career, and even the substances we're trying to get off of, whether it's caffeine or alcohol or opioid, it doesn't matter, you know, even that sugar or gluten we're trying to get rid of. And all of these relationships even go down to our health, our organs and our cells. And anytime our relationship with ourselves or our relationship with that other part of us is off, everything gets thrown out of balance and it drains our energy and it starts burning us out. And I see it across the board in my practice. I see it in myself. I see it with my friends and family, and I see it across the board in my practice. Absolutely.
Well, you know, and part of this today is taking a look at, you know, when these relationships are out of balance, right? Mm-hmm. What is the effect that they have on us? Let's talk about some of this for a minute, because, you know, we're talking about love relationships. Maybe we're talking about other relationships, but what is the impact? I know for me that when I go back a little bit in time and I look at, you know, relationships I've been in where they were not going so well, but yet I wanted to tell myself they were going so well. They affected my body at every level. And I couldn't see it. What have you discovered about what it means to be out of balance?
Oh, my goodness. I've discovered so many things, but I'm going to pick on the number one thing. I'm going to pick on it big time because I've just gone through this. I'm currently seeing this a lot. One of the major things I'm seeing that affects relationships and does what you just described, what it does, where we kind of get dulled, where we don't realize what's off with the relationship. And I'm going to tell on myself. All right. This is Confessions of a Holistic Nurse, number one.
Okay. I love that.
All right. Confessions of a Holistic Nurse. I, for years, have been trying to get off of coffee and sugar. And finally, through lots and lots of work and lots of healing, in July, caffeine and sugar fell off. Finally, that attachment dropped. And you wouldn't believe the difference and the changes it brought in every aspect of relationships in my life. Number one, my body composition has drastically changed. In the first 6 weeks, I lost 15 pounds. And now here I am, 6-7 months later, 26 pounds melted off. I have had to go to my physicians to be checked to make sure I am the picture of health. Everything is fine, but everything changes. But here's how it ties even to my love life, the relationships in my love life. I didn't know that sugar actually acts as a narcotic. And what it was doing, I had taken alcohol out of my diet about 8-9 years ago.
Yeah.
And then what I didn't realize is that I still had refined sugar in my diet in more ways than I even realized, okay? So every time I was having coffee, cream, and sugar, and every time I was having too much, you know, not fresh squeezed orange juice or, a sugary drink, what it was doing is acting as a narcotic, and it was dulling my senses. And what I didn't realize until I got sugar out of my diet is how off and out of balance my personal relationship was. And how unhappy in that relationship I really was. There were things I could not see, behaviors I couldn't see, things that are out of alignment with my core values that I could not see because my senses were dulled by sugar. So I'm going to pick on that one today.
Well, but we don't realize it. If we think about how pure this body is and how pure our systems are, and we think about all of the things that happens to it, mm-hmm. it's hard to really tease apart what's working and what's not working. But we now know what doesn't work, what causes us to have our bodies, our energy, and we are energy. But if our body is off, then that is what gets put out in the world. And if we are burning the candle at many ends, then we're not functioning, are we? Not mentally, not physically, right?
No, you're exactly right. And to take it down, let's go back to science for just a moment, okay? Basic science. We'll go back to junior high for just a second. Everything comes down to the light and the sound. Everything comes down to vibration, right? And that we need to have health and wellness, we need to vibrate at an optimal level. So everything that we put in our bodies or any relationships that we have, or to your point, any thought, any memory, any emotion that we express, all of that is a vibratory rate that affects us. So anytime those are out of balance, things go haywire and the whole picture starts getting off. And then if we're doing things to dull it, it gets further and further and further off until we finally start realizing what's going on. So the big thing about energy medicine is to figure out what's out of balance and help it get back in balance. You know, and to get to balance, we have to go through imbalance, and it can be a lumpy, bumpy road.
You know, let's talk about this, because a lot of times one of the things we do, Jennifer, right? Jennifer Morrisonelli, everybody, and I'm going to make sure you have lots of information on this. We look at the one relationship, but we are complex beings, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not just like with the one, but there are relationships that, affect us that we don't think about that often. Right? It could be our work relationship. It could be our boss. It could be our family. You know, all of these come together. Is there the one, what do they say? The straw that breaks the, I don't even know what that expression means, but you know what I mean? That last one that when it's piled on, everything comes apart.
Yeah. So I experienced that personally when I had my health crisis with burnout, and it was a long road coming. Okay. And I always say that burnout is like a slow IV drip of poison that accumulates over time, and you don't know you're poisoned until you're there. It can happen with relationships as well. So you bring up a very, very good point, because it's not just our relationships in our home or our friends and our family, but our workplace relationships have a tremendous impact on us. largely because it also has to do with our safety criteria. Our work is where we make our living, where we make our bread and butter. So anytime our relationships at work are off, we can be profoundly affected. And it can affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, our intuition. It can even start to affect our spirituality. It's that far off. And that's kind of what happened to me. I was in a situation for years driving change, and any person out there who's ever had to drive change or speak truth probably knows what this feels like when you have something that you are tasked to do and you're up against tremendous resistance, and you've got these relationships all around you making it way more difficult than it needs to be. And every time that you are with these relationships that are off of kilter for many different reasons, it exhausts us. It's a slow burnout that over time comes to a point. And then there can be, which is what happened to me, there can be that one relationship that could be particularly powerful. It could be a boss or a manager or someone that has perceived power over you. And if that for me dealt the blow, the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back. And for me, that was the precipitating event that threw me over the edge to where my vibrations were so out of kilter that I literally had a health crisis and a nervous breakdown.
Yeah. I mean, this is like mega. I mean, Look, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to look at the energetic grid of all of this. Astronumerology. How do we raise the consciousness? We're going to look at what Jennifer has put together, not just in today's show, but what she's done to help people all over the globe rise up, because this is a time to rise up. And, you know, it's interesting about this, Jennifer, because, you know, one of the things that someone said to me not too long ago, if I could quote one of my mentors, oh boy, I'm probably going to get an email because I'm going to misquote it. I am not the woman of many quotes, but I am the woman of paraphrase. You know, one of my mentors said to me, look, if you're tuning into something that's causing you angst, turn it off. If you're plugging into the news because you're so addicted on what's going on in the world today, but at the end of the day, you can't look at it and smile, turn it off. If you're hanging around people that are just dragging you down, at the end of the day, turn it off. But if you turn it off, if we turn it all off, are we afraid about what we're going to find? Well, when we come back, how do we wash that man, woman, it, thing? How do we wash it out of our hair? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Lots to talk about.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Are you ready to consistently tap into the transcendent place where your whole being is available to you and access a higher level of ability and performance physically, cognitively, emotionally, and effectively? Then join us on ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Go to JeanetteWolf.com, Quantum Body, to sign up for your whole health mentoring.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We're taking it on. You know, burn bright in your relationships. Five things you need to know to attract Mr. or Mrs. Right. Now, look, Jennifer Marcinelli is the host of the Burn Bright Today show. And one of the things we love to do is to talk about what she does worldwide to help people take a look at how their lights have gotten dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and bring us back to that birthright that we have to shine brightly. You know, before we get back into this, tell everybody how they can find out about you, how they can work with you, all of the above.
All right. So my platform is at Burn Bright Today. So just head on over to your favorite social media platform at Burn Bright Today. And you're welcome to check out my website at burnbrighttoday.com. Those are the easiest ways to reach me. And there's plenty of contact and ways to communicate and have a conversation from there.
And we're going to also talk about today some of these therapeutic tools that you use in your practice. Yes. Everything from, I usually am wearing some sort of necklace. If it's not visible, it's on me. Mm-hmm. To really rise up, to help me. I've learned this over time, and we're going to talk about that today. You know, anybody that sees the background in the office where you can't see everything, you can't see everything behind, but when you take a look, it's this beautiful amethyst from Dr. Bree Gibbs, and you notice it's all about energy balancing. And so we're going to talk about that today, but let's talk about, if we could, you know, making sure we know how to get back in balance. So number one, you know, when these relationships are out of balance and they drain us, we burn out. So we talked about that. Let's talk about now what this means, trash day. Oh, trash day. What was trash day? And what we need to do to literally wash some stuff out of our hair. You know, people ask me why I color my hair, because I'm not gray. Everybody thinks I do it because I'm gray. I'm actually a brunette, and don't believe I have a lot of gray hair, but if I did, so what? But I just love to kind of wash stuff out of my hair by going with the new look. I don't know, is that metaphorical, or am I doing something with that?
I don't know. I'm all over it. I mean, you're probably seeing my new haircut and color too. So I'm the one who, I'm a former Atlantean, so I like my hair red. I was born blonde, but I like my hair red. So as you can tell, I've got the whole red blonde thing going on. So yeah, I think it's metaphorical, but let's do talk a little bit about what's going on from an astronumerology perspective, because this affects every human being on the earth. It's part of the human experience. And with the big stellium in Capricorn that started in January 5th, this big change that's leading from 2019 up to the grand stellium that's coming January 2020, this is big stuff. One of the big changes is the changes in our relationships, okay? Lines have been drawn between the dark and the light in a way that they've never been drawn before. And what I love about this is it now is making it so much easier to tell who's good for us and who isn't. And this is a very important time to go back through our lives and take a look at our relationship grid. I think of it as a bullseye. You've got inner circle, you've got family and friends. Then you've got folks that are more like acquaintances or colleagues, coworkers, and it's a bullseye going out. But now more than ever, it is really important that we start really discerning and looking at our relationships and making some changes. You're probably seeing this in your life. I am. I'm seeing it in my practice like crazy. I cannot tell you how many women I'm seeing right now who have either suddenly or unexpectedly ended a relationship, or the relationship has ended and now they're starting something new. So whether you're needing to end one, it's just ended, or you're starting something new, we're going to talk about that today. And I'm going to talk about some specific tools that can help you make that transition. So we need to now decide who's in our inner, what our inner circle truly looks like. Those people that truly have our best interest at heart and who are high vibrational beings. And if they're not, get them out to a circle where they belong. And if we've discovered that some of our relationships now are so far off, these lines have been drawn, okay? Those of us who are doing the work are going to experience this one way. Those of us who hasn't been doing our work to raise our consciousness are going to experience it another way. And when that happens, our relationships shift. They need to be changed. And quite frankly, we're going to have to remove some relationships from our life. And if those relationships are toxic, guys, Trash Day's Thursday. I mean, we got to do it. We got to get some of these folks moved out to our life where we can have out of our life where we have just unconditional love for them, but they're not close enough to where they can negatively impact us and cause us, you know, burnout and fatigue, physical, mental, and emotional, and even spiritual.
It does. I mean, and part of this is it's almost like a spectrum. You know, it's almost like we start out with certain parts of us starting to take a hit, so to speak. Correct. And then we move on to another part and then another part and then another part. And, you know, we have this idea of what it's like to be in relationship. You know, it's funny. I think I mentioned to you and Benny during the break that one of the things that I laughed hysterically on was Saturday Night Live's a commercial about romance and Valentine's Day and sex. And let's talk about that. Because sex is an exchange of energy and we don't talk about it. You know, I don't know why we don't talk about it. We got all shy, but Dr. Ruth is still alive and well, but it is energy and it is exchange.
Correct. So, and it's more than just DNA. We are all aware that when we're intimate and we have sex, that we exchange DNA. Everybody knows that. But again, back to basic science, everything is light, everything is sound, everything vibrates, everything is full of color. So as part of our energetic anatomy, and this is my area of expertise, we're with gemstones and diamond therapy, we have what's called manifested matrix, that part that is structure. And then we have the part of the light that fills that matrix that allows us to see it. So we have light and sound makes a matrix. Now, what happens when we're intimate and when we have sex and when we have an orgasm, we exchange color rays. So not just DNA is exchanged, but we're exchanging energetic properties of us with that other person. And when it's consensual and when it's full of love, it's shared. But when it's not consensual, it is forced. And any of those ways, especially the stronger the emotion that's involved one way or another, the more we exchange these color rays. Now, they're not ours. They're from the other person. And we share back and forth. And hopefully it is healthy. It is nurtured. It is well-balanced, but not always. And then what also happens, if that relationship is off kilter, we are getting foreign energy from another person that kind of gets trapped. And it has to be removed. Sometimes there are protocols for this. I work with this, the relationship protocol, all day long. I have lots and lots of clients coming in for this right now, where this foreign energy can be removed so that we can become ourself and that we're back to our our full potential and the color ray balance that we should each have for our own health and wellness.
You know, one of the things I want to just touch upon too before we go to break is that almost everything about us changes when we're burning bright and when we're not. And, you know, it's a great way to look at how we feel inside, but also how we're seen on the outside or on the outside world as well. And part of this is being ready, willing, and able to take a look at what's in your life that's no longer serving you. And that's really the way it goes. Look, if we get something in our body, let's say, right, Jennifer? Let's mm-hmm. say we get a foreign object in our body. Mm-hmm. Our body is like, get out of here. And what it does is it activates in a certain amount of ways, right?
Correct.
From a physical perspective, that foreign object is painful. In addition to being painful, it opens ourselves up for bacterial infection. And so we have this thing. So what do? We go to get it removed. And yet, if we look at the energy of that, of a foreign object that is not meant for our good, we go to get it removed. Why don't we do that with relationships in our lives that are not good for us, that feel like foreign objects in our body, and we just stay attached?
Well, yeah. And up until now, we may not have even known that this is the way it works. This is far more than a decision. This is far more than counseling. This is far more than therapy. This is energetics that need to be, to your point, the splinter needs to be removed. Or as I love to say, we got to wash that man out of our hair. Got to get it out.
Well, let's do this. We're going to take a short break. We come back. Let's say we do go that far. This is one of the toughest things I think to take on when we're talking about healing. Relationship boundaries. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking across the board, not just with washing that man out of your hair, but looking at what it is that's in your hair and getting it out. Mm-hmm. It could be family. It could be work. It could be. The key, Jennifer's going to talk about, it's all about the boundaries. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
The knowledge book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Yeah, everybody, that's what I'm saying. Welcome back. Welcome back. You know what we're doing here today is burn bright your relationships. Five things you need to know to attract Mr. or Mrs. Right. This is part of the Burn Bright Today show that I get to do with the most amazing Jennifer Marcinelli. Look, before we take on boundaries, you've got a very deep toolkit. Please tell folks, one, how they can find out about that toolkit. And then, you know, if you're like me, I have five coaches, so I need a lot of help. How can they get some help from you?
Yeah, so I have a very extensive gemstone and diamond pharmacy. And these are gemstones and diamonds that are in particular formulas that I use in my practice with my protocols. And it is extensive. They are very high end and they are very, very powerful. You will never see me without a tool that I'm wearing. I'm actually wearing white beryl and blue turquoise. This is a very powerful clearing tool that brings white light in from the outside and helps keep everything clear, clean and clear, so that unwanted energies or thoughts of others can't even penetrate my aura to get to me. It's also used as a clearing tool. But I would like to show you a specific tool that relates to our topic of relationships today. This is one of my favorites. This is actually a therapeutic tool, a necklace. It's called Heart Song. And I'm going to hold it up so you can see it. It is morganite, white beryl, and rhodonite. And it's called Heart Song, H-E-A-R-T-S-O-N-G. This is an absolute invaluable tool that I have in my pharmacy. I use it myself. I work on with this with my clients, especially in relationship protocol, but many, many other emotional upliftment protocols. This is a tool that anyone can have today. And I'm going to tell you where to get it. Okay. It can be worn as a necklace. It can be worn as a bracelet. There's something there that fits your size and your budget. What this does, many things that it does, but part of what it does relates to relationships. It helps provide vitamins for the emotional body and your emotional aura that helps replenish and nourish what's been depleted from our relationships that have just burned us out, okay? And it also works exceptionally well with betrayal, and it works exceptionally well with abandonment. So any of us who have ever experienced abandonment, this tool is a lifesaver, and I highly recommend it, and I can tell you where to go get it. Go to gemformulas.com, gem, GEMFORMULAS.com. Tell them you got it from Jennifer. Tell them you heard it on Burn Bright Radio. They're going to know about this show, and they're going to know how to help you get the right tool for you. I can't live without this. And every one of my clients who comes through and works with this package usually ends up getting their own if they're not working or leasing mine. So it's available for you. I use it and you can too.
Awesome. Thank you. Look, part of this is having the tools, because we're going to talk about something that requires tools, and that's boundaries.
Yes.
And I want to really get into it and spend some time with this, because thing one is, how do we give ourselves the ability to heal if we're not able to separate and grieve, separate and relieve, separate and receive? And you can't do that if you're still taking on a whole bunch of energy that's not serving you. Now, this has to do with relationships maybe that you did not end, but it also may have to do with relationships where you're trying to get away from them, especially if you're in relationship with a narcissist. And I don't mean somebody that just thinks highly of themselves. I'm talking about somebody that has narcissistic personality disorder, because rule number one for that is no contact.
Absolutely. And to your point, really, really watch the narcissist. And it can be not as obvious as you might think. And it may not be just a tyrannical boss, okay? This can be in your family and it can be in your friends. It can be in your closer to you than you may think. So narcissism is very dangerous. And it can really impact our energetic anatomy in ways that we may not see. So we're going to talk a little bit about this, and we'll talk about boundaries, because what boundaries really are is more than a decision. This is more than what you learn in therapy. This is more than what you learn in any health class. It's actually a part of our energetic anatomy. Okay. We have our physical body, our super physical body, our emotional, our memory or karmic, the mental body, the intuitive body, and spirituality lies behind that. Each one of those bodies has to have a healthy and structurally repaired boundary to it, and it has to be nourished. If that is not repaired and it is not nourished, we're, number one, highly vulnerable to the thoughts and the influences of others that may not, that do not have our best interest at heart. And even well-intentioned people can be narcissists, and they can be putting their crap on us, and we may not even know it until it's already happened. And energetically speaking, it can be because we actually have a damage in our energetic anatomy, which is a large part of what I do in my practice. Mm-hmm. I work on this all day long. Have I had to have mine structurally repaired out the wazoo?
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, narcissists don't know they're narcissists.
Right.
It would never enter their mind. And yet there are a few that do. And so that's a whole nother show we could do. But the point is this, we've got to learn how to get our boundaries clear. I think it's one of the most difficult things to do. But once you figure out that it has to be done, the tools available to do it are great. You know, the other thing is healthy relationships are part of what you call a safety criteria, right?
Yes.
And I think it's important to really make sure that, you know, people know from your perspective and the work you do that this is like not negotiable.
Correct. Yeah. Safety criteria is absolutely non-negotiable. And a little bit of this goes into neuro-linguistic programming as well. Okay. We're going to go a little bit into the mental body as well. Because how important is it to make a physical list? I say seven things, your seven safety criteria. I have 10, but seven sounds really cool. But what you have to do is make a list of what you must have in order to feel safe. It's kind of like similar to like the old Maslow, the bottom rung of Maslow's hierarchy of needs in a way. We've got to have shelter. We've got to have finances. We've got to have food. We've got to have loving relationships, but we have to feel safe. And if we in any way, shape, or form do not feel safe, our safety criteria is violated, and this is absolutely non-negotiable. And we have a responsibility as well as a spiritual duty to bulletproof our boundaries so that our safety criteria cannot be breached. We need to feel safe. We need to be at home in our own home. We need to feel safe in a relationship where people are not going to be mentally, physically, or emotionally attacking us or sending us unwanted energy. The point is, each of us are individuals. Each of us has to have our own list of our seven safety criteria, and we got to know what they are. The more that we know what they are and we acknowledge and then bulletproof those boundaries to protect them, the safer we are, the healthier we are, and the more the troublesome people are going to be repelled, and the more we're going to attract people that are healthy and well for us.
Yeah. One of the things that I also want to talk with you about is, as we're looking at this, we now are looking at how to attract. So there's a reason that we spend so much time about clearing the energy out, because by the very nature of clearing this out, mm-hmm. we're opening up the door to burn bright. And when we open up the door to burn bright, then light attracts light. And so let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about what that means to shine bright like a diamond.
Yeah. So rule number one, the most important relationship we will ever have is the one that we have with ourselves. And until we get completely clear on who we are. First of all, we got to clear off the unwanted energy that's stuck to us that we need help removing. From then, we can have the nourishment and the structural repair so that we can begin to figure out who we really are and get back to who we are. And then from there, we start repairing our relationship with ourselves. And the more that we repair it, the more that we nurture it, and the better that relationship is with ourselves, we start shining. We're shining bright like a diamond. And then we're starting to repel people who are not good for us. And we start attracting diamonds that are vibrating at the similar frequency that we are. Diamond attracts diamond. Like attracts like. Everybody knows this universal law. And this is non-negotiable as well. We can't get through life right now without it.
I want to ask you, as we look at this, and let's go ahead, if we could, and skip the next break. I'm thinking about what a diamond does. Mm-hmm. Clearly, Rihanna has got the song. Great. But when I think about a diamond and the toughness of it, but yet the beauty of it, it's mm-hmm. so brilliant to mm-hmm. look about setting that as the goal, mm-hmm. that we can shine bright as a diamond. Mm-hmm. I want to ask you this, Jennifer. Have we forgotten that we literally have come forth in this world burning bright? Have we forgotten that?
I think that there are a myriad reasons of why we've forgotten that. Things have happened to us. Things have been done to us. We've been injured. We've been damaged. And we've been what's called our manifested matrix, the diamond that surrounds us, that the blueprints for our highest self, our birthright, has been damaged and pulled away. We have forgotten. But part of what diamond can do, we're talking about therapeutic seven color ray diamonds. Part of what they do is they repair and replace the structure. Diamond is all about structure. And once we get that blueprint pulled back in and begin repairing the structure, then we can have more light and more sound come in where we start healing. The more that we remember, the more we get back to ourselves, and the more we are burning bright. This is a process. It takes time, doesn't happen overnight, and the results are cumulative. But diamond, as far as I know, is the only tool available on Earth today that can repair this structure. And it is an honor and a privilege and a tremendous gift to have therapeutic diamonds back on Earth now, today, and to have certified gemstone and diamond therapy practitioners who can provide this in life-changing therapies to get us back to who we are and get us burning bright like our birthright. It's our birthright. Let's get back to it.
Yeah. And I want to talk for a minute about this because, you know, you mentioned earlier, for those out there, you know, you talked about how people can find out more about, you know, diamond therapy, as well as look at the use of how we could clear the energy in the air. I know for many of us, we have sought out ways to just immediately, and I think the sprays that you mentioned do that. Mm-hmm. See, yes. We think we have to really, I think where we get stuck, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, we get stuck in thinking about this old model of change. I call it an old model of change because I never believed it, even being a corporate consultant and telling people that change is going to take forever. I now know it doesn't. I now know that change and transformation doesn't.
Right.
Because
right.
if it did, all the people that have come before, all the miracles we hear about, all the ways we can change would not be available to us. But what you're bringing forward is saying, yes, they are. And here are some things that could help. Right.
Right. Yeah. So let's talk. You bring up the sprays, and I'm glad that you did, because sprays are, number one, economical. They're homeopathic. And here's what we're talking about. Why don't I just show one to you? I have one right here. This is emotional upliftment spray. I don't know if you can kind of see it there. It is a homeopathic, meaning that the healing energies of specific gemstones are infused into water with an alcohol base. This is the same thing as what they do with lavender when they make essential oil. So it's the same homeopathic idea, of how the essential oils are made. You take the healing energies of the gemstones and the diamond, get it in here, and you use it as a spray. It's economical. It's cheap. We can use this 3 to 5 times a day and help improving our lives. So you've got emotional upliftment spray available today to help you with the burnout in your relationships or anything if your emotions have been hurt. The other thing you brought up was diamond. And we also have diamond in a spray as well. So it comes in a 2 ounce or it comes in a larger 4 ounce, okay? But literally, this is how easy it is to use. And you can get a little more complex with this, but you literally spray it overhead 3 to 5 times, let it rain down, and let it help bring in your diamond blueprint. And then there are other things you can do. Spray in and out of the chakras, all the way down, get it through your aura. And then as you get used to working with them, you'll learn how to spray it into your aura so that you can have these available to you on demand. You can carry it in your purse. You can keep it in your office.
What do you think? Let's just talk about this because I want to get to how to, again, bring this absolute beauty back to bright light.
Yes.
What do you think is our greatest challenge?
Ourselves.
Yeah.
I got to say, you know, we've all seen all the Rocky movies and the Creed movies, right? The biggest person we're facing is always ourselves. And everything that I have learned on my healing journey, and still every single day, my biggest challenge is myself, to make sure that I am being true to myself, that I'm first taking care of myself before I can take care of others, and making sure that I have everything I need to be nourished and healthy and well. And from there, then I can recognize and receive the resource, more and more resources to help me to continue to grow and blossom and to continue to shine brighter and brighter and brighter.
And, you know, part of this too is, if you could talk about this for a little bit, mm-hmm. is to first and foremost, look at our emotional body. I think we got to talk about that because that's number five. It's mm-hmm. really looking at our emotional body. I don't think we can say enough about it. And yet I think that it's one of the most confusing aspects of transformation, because we are human. And so therefore we have been given the ability to emote, but that's not yes. what we're talking about here. There's something that we need to shine bright like a diamond right. here.
Yeah. Yeah. So your point is very well made. So energetically speaking, on the emotional, our emotional subtle body corresponds with the emotional or astral level of heaven. Okay. And on the physical plane here in the third dimension, our emotions need to be expressed. The emotional body breathes by expressing its emotion. When we don't properly express our emotion, it gets bottled up and it manifests itself in problems. It's going to be physical, some type of physical illness or disease, or something is going to happen, or we're going to see it, it's going to manifest in some way. So the emotional body, first and foremost, needs to be expressed. And emotions need to be, we need to learn or be taught or guided how to appropriately express our emotions at the right time, at the right degree. For example, anger. We've all dealt with anger, okay? Anger is not a bad emotion. It gets a bad rap. Anger is important. There are times that in our life, we should feel angry. When a narcissist has breached our boundaries, we should experience anger. It forces us to act. What we want to be careful of is unleashing anger. We want to handle it intelligently and maturely. This works best when the emotional body has been structurally repaired and when it's been nourished with the sprays and the healing energies of the gemstones that have been brought here to help nourish that emotional body. Because without the vitamins, if you will, it gets completely depleted. And I know, going through grief is exhausting. And one of the ways one of the many benefits of being a practitioner and having these tools available to me, that anyone listening can get these today if you need this, to get the healing energies of these sprays into your aura, get it into your chakras, and get the emotional body nourished so that you can have what you need to get through every day at your highest and best, and so that your emotions are appropriately expressed and they don't get us into trouble. One of the fastest ways to create karma is to have an emotional outburst that's inappropriate.
Yeah. You know what I love about this too? The idea of using gemstones in spray,
yes,
is so ancient. I mean, even if you go back to look at ancient civilizations, and as a matter of fact, in one of our latest pop culture movies, I think it was Aquaman, if I might say, oh, yeah, which was really not about Aquaman. I mean, clearly the princess really made that movie happen. But one of the things that was in that movie was implied was a gemstone elixir.
Yes.
And gemstone elixirs are associated with ancient civilizations. Here's the thing that makes me a little bizarre and berserko. These ancient civilizations used everything you're talking about. And if they had not done this, these civilizations wouldn't live. Everything from using crystals, gemstones, sprays, elixirs, oils, you name it, right?
Yes.
Otherwise, they didn't have like pharmaceutical medicine. So we are now receiving back again the power of these natural healing energies. And thank you for bringing that to the forefront, because I believe it's only through some of these natural, whether it's crystals, stones, gemstone, diamonds, that we can truly cut through generational toxicity.
Absolutely. And I think of gemstone and diamond therapy as almost like ancient science for today. Your point is very well made. Healing crystals and stones are across every culture. And I would warmly invite anyone to review almost any culture, and there have been many healers throughout from the dawn of time that have used some type of technology. Whether the technology for healing is a plant base and it comes in from the plant kingdom and it comes in the form of an herb, or whether it's from the mineral kingdom and it comes in the form of gemstones and diamonds, okay? But healers throughout time, across cultures, have used natural healing abilities in the form of whatever Mother Earth provides us. And you're right, it's all the way back to Lemuria, to Atlantis, through Egypt. You name it, it goes all the way back from the dawn of time. And now we are so fortunate to now have, with this raise in consciousness, these incredible gemstones and these incredible diamonds that have this very, very, very high vibrational ability to heal us for what we need today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this ain't your mama's millennium.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we're talking about, and this is a great way to wrap this up, and thank you for today's show. It's a great way to bring this to a close. We're talking about a unique vibrational energy pattern.
Correct.
Of crystals, gemstones, diamonds, whatever they are, imprinted. Correct. And they're imprinted in the auric and biophysical energy matrix. And when you add that to water or an elixir or alcohol or any of that, when you add it, it doesn't dilute it, but it brings some of these ancient essences. And I don't even know where to begin to talk about what the Chinese have done with this. So we'll save that for another show. Let me ask you one last question. How can people find out more, and what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
Yeah, so you're always welcome. Please head on over to your social media platform at Burn Bright Today. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what your questions are. Let me know what you'd like to know more about in coming shows. Head over to my website, burnbrighttoday.com. There's a free burnout assessment. There's a lot of good information. And there's information on my local, national, and international practice as well. So I'd love to hear from you. Please reach out. And also, I'd also like to refer you over to the really good people over at GEM Formulas, GEMFORMULAS.com. GEM Formulas, that's where I source my tools from. You can have them too. You can have the necklaces, the bracelets, you can have these sprays available to you. And if you'd like further inner work, give me a call. We can have a consultation. You can come in as a client. But if I can say, if I can leave you with one thing for today, and one thing about the gemstones, and one thing about the diamonds, and this incredible healing ability that we've been given, is that gemstone and diamond therapy is a gift that you give to yourself.
Mm. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be sure to tune in each month for your monthly dose of inspiration and illumination. As a board-certified holistic nurse and energy medicine practitioner with years of wisdom and experience, Jennifer has dedicated her life to solving the problem of burnout and helping others to take a stand for their health. Your first step to taking your life back is Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. For more information about Jennifer Marcinelli and her work, including her new upcoming book, visit her website at burnbrighttoday.com.